With all due respect to the majority leader, I too live in the political world, not at the same level as the majority leader does, but it's been my life for almost 39 years now. And political reality is something we have to look at. On the other side, if you look at option three, it is not redesign. It is redesign. It's taken not only the expansion population and putting it into a different kind of structure than Medicaid currently is. It's calling for managed care. It's calling for coordinated networks, integrated care. It goes along with what the Idaho Healthcare Council is heading down to change the delivery system. If we don't change the delivery system, we'll never take the costs out of healthcare. If we don't change from fee-for-service payment to a population health payment, we don't get the cost taken out. And the state of Idaho is going to have skyrocketing costs in Medicaid forever. This is an opportunity not just to expand Medicaid, but to use those federal dollars to help us revise the delivery and payment systems in Idaho. That's where we're heading. If we put our heads in the sand now and say, we can't get there because the legislature is not ready, I understand that, but I think we take a bold step as a committee, and I think we, in fact, I would make a motion that we support option three and recommend it to the governor. It starts us in the right direction. It may not get us there immediately. We may have political battles over it, but if we don't do it now, when? What are we going to do to fix the current program? The problem with option one is the indigent piece. A fix of that would be eliminated. Then you just have plain old Medicaid. Now, plain old Medicaid looked pretty good when Lisa talked about it this morning. It looked pretty damn good. It's not a broken system. It's 3% administrative costs. It doesn't have a lot of fraud. It's doing a good job for the population it serves. To add a few people that are so poor they can't buy insurance on their own makes sense to me. And Freedom Foundation says it's because hospitals are going to get paid a lot more money. That's not why. Hospitals are losing money like hand over fist on these federal and state programs. It's not about that. It's about changing our delivery system to make it affordable to the patients and the consumers in Idaho. And this option three can get us in the right direction, and it uses federal money to help us get there. I'll put my soapbox back now.
Yes, Dr. Eberle.
If I can just add on, probably the moment to do this. The thing also that is really compelling to me was, and Representative Moyle, I don't think you were in the room at the time it was said by Mr. Patterson over there, but if we do not take the money, it becomes harmful to the state of Idaho in terms of the economy, in terms of jobs, in terms of what it means to every single aspect of the entire state of Idaho. Not only is this good for people, and I would agree with option three for all the reasons mentioned, but without doing it, we actually hurt the state. I don't want ideology to become the essence of our decision. We should be focusing on how we can best design a system of care that helps make sure that every single Idahoan that's here legally can have both access to an outstanding healthcare system that is structured and functional. When I listen to all the options today, not only does the third option, option B on our colored sheet, which is the state plan option, not only is it most cost effective, and we've had that analysis done twice now over different time periods, it has the greatest amount of strengths, it has the best SWOT analysis, it has a bigger return on investment, 97 cents on every dollar will be used in terms of health care. It utilizes an Idaho-based system that we can expand, and Steve very well said, not only expand, but through a redesign mechanism, not only in terms of greater primary care, it aligns with what we're trying to do for the greater good of Idaho in terms of both the delivery side reforms, but the payment reforms. It also activates patients more. This is exactly the opportunity you're talking about when you say, why don't we do something to tweak this? Well, we are. This is it. And what I'm, you know, saddened by as a citizen of the state of Idaho is that we cannot get beyond the politics to do what we think is in the best interest of the people of Idaho. So I absolutely agree and second the motion that we take a look at the state plan option as our recommendation to the governor of our state, and that we get off our butts and do something about it.
Further discussion. Susie? Let's
actually,
go, Representative
Lurcher.
Okay.
Well, Madam Chairman, it's not in my job description to defend the Representative Moyle, but I do have to tell you. I do have to tell you my own experiences with regard to political realities in the Idaho legislature. When the exchange legislation passed the House, I immediately, well, actually had the legislation drawn somewhat before that to eliminate the CAT fund. And by the way, I'm the father of that, in case anybody in the room doesn't know that, and you're hurting my feelings tremendously by talking down about a dysfunctional program. So, and that's partly joking, but partly that was the best option we had at the time. And it was done for good reason, or else this supposedly conservative guy wouldn't have embraced it. But the political reality, as described by Representative Moyle, is palpable. After the vote was taken, I said, well, I said to those who supported it, you will be eager then to support Medicaid expansion, will you not? No, no way will I ever vote for Medicaid expansion. And so with that in mind, what I have sought to do from the beginning, and not necessarily my support of Medicaid expansion or redesign or whatever you want to call it, my desire is that we put proposals before the legislature, that the legislature can do their own analysis and say, yes, this is a good idea. When I confronted my colleagues with, even if I can show you that we will save millions, possibly billions of dollars, you would still vote in opposition to this? Yes, I would vote in opposition to it. And that's why I have been a proponent all along of getting as much information before the legislature as possible. And I asked the questions today about this very seriously in an overlay of what the projections are to the future. Because if you can't show legislators that, you're unable to answer the question, what does this do, not just 10 years down the road, but, you know, for a very long period of time, then the very first question that comes to mind, how are we going to sustain this as a state? And in all seriousness, if we look at only our share of what this costs, it's still a lot of money, even at a 10% match rate. And so, but my role has been to provide information to legislators and to try to get them away from the knee-jerk reaction that comes from, this is Obamacare and I don't want anything to do with it. Look at it from the perspective of has been talked about here today. I personally am not prepared to support option three today, but I can tell you that it's a very attractive alternative, but I still want to see that one little piece of information that makes it possible for me to say, look at the facts, put your prejudices aside and take a look at the facts, because that's how I think we sell this ultimately to the people of the state of Idaho, is this is a huge benefit to us, or if we can't do that, we'll good, bad, or indifferent, we'll stick with the status quo.
Susie. I would just make an observation that if we're concerned about sustainability,
the status quo is the most unsustainable of all of the sustainability concerns that we may have, the most dangerous one. And just, I feel like compelled to offer a clarification and just state very clearly that the Idaho Medical Association is vehemently opposed to option one. My comments in keeping it in play and keeping the discussion is that I suspect that the fallback position and the inaction on the part of our legislature in addressing this is going to be the status quo. And so I would like to see legislators own and take accountability for a decision that will cost us millions of dollars into the future and cause loss of life and continue to disrupt our healthcare system. That is why I mentioned having option one continue to be a part of the discussion, because those questions I think should be answered to the citizens of the state.
Thank you. Other comments, Steve?
Yeah, let me make a couple comments. First, from years of experience, as Jim and others know, I have a long history in the behavioral health field, worked in a state hospital, ran the state hospital, saw the consequences of people with serious illness who had no coverage. As I was talking to Ted earlier, you see a lot of emotions in someone with mental illness. The emotion you never see is joy. I worked in a community health center for 8 years. I worked with a number of people who came in every day. Many had jobs, many had part-time jobs. They were working, and they struggled. Other than a few monks and leftovers from the 60s, I've had no one ever raise their hand and say, I want to live in poverty. It's ugly, it's hard, it's difficult. And getting health care coverage is a challenge. So there's a real human toll of lack of coverage that we have to face. I mean, I look around this room and look at all of us. We've all been very fortunate. But I know Bill has, I know Ted has. We've all seen people who struggle on a day-to-day basis with their lives. We've seen people who have gotten sick and died because they have not had coverage. So on a human scale, the discussion today is not just around the economics, but it's also around how do we care for our fellow Idahoans? How do those 77,000 people have to live day by day with no coverage and the consequences of that? How do they get their cancer care? How do they get their heart care? How do they get their diabetes care? There's a human element by not going forward. I know the politics are ugly and tough. I know the political reality is if I was to bet $100 on would this go forward in this session or not, I would probably not bet on that. Representative Lurcher, I know that the county indigent medical, the catastrophic fund was the best thing that could be done at the time. But we all know that it's run its course. And so we have people who suffer and we have an option. A couple years ago, this committee voted unanimously to move forward with the Medicaid expansion. For us to do otherwise would be to backtrack on that commitment we had and send a message. I think the reality, the political realities are that we still have a hell of a lot of work to do, both in understanding it, number one, and number two, looking at how does this have to look? What is the medical model that has to go forward? I know the group that Ted's with is working hard on that. Senator Thane, your direct primary care model has some real potential. It makes sense. But how you take care of all the wraparound stuff, and that can be built into this. I don't think we need to get strung up on that. But it seems to me that understanding the human impact for 77,000 people who live day by day, trying to figure out if they pay the rent, buy food, oh, I don't hurt that bad, so I'm not going to go to the doctor. And that's the reality for many people, many of our fellow citizens. So I think we have a responsibility to them. So at a human level, it seems to me that the message we send is really critically important about what are we going to do for each other. So I would suggest that continuing with an argument around why this makes sense at a political, economic, and human level makes sense for this committee, but we still have a heck of a lot of work to do around how do you operationalize that and make that work. I think there's ways that you could do a pilot project, Senator Thane. I think there's ways that we could look at redesigning the delivery system to make things work. But I think to back off on what's the right thing to do for 77,000 Idahoans would be the wrong thing for this committee to do.
Beth. Just a couple observations. You know, I think when I agreed to actually participate in this, I don't remember anybody asking me what my political persuasion was or kind of where I stood. I thought what I was asked to do was come in and maybe do an honest evaluation and to be able to look at the facts. And I think that's what we've been trying to present, was just an objective evaluation. And so I think if we go and honestly take a look at the objective information that's been given, going through this SWOT analysis, I think has been helpful. But at the I guess I would ask this group to sit down and not think about the necessarily political ramifications, although I know there are many, and I can be pretty naive on that. I'll acknowledge that. I think it would make a powerful statement to be able to say, based on that, this committee feels, based on the objective information that we've heard to date, that this is, whichever one we agree is the best option, is the one we should take forward. And I'm sensing from what everyone said and what I've heard that option three is the best option, that based on the facts. And then we come back with, now let's get roll up our sleeves and figure out how to make it work, is another part of the work. But I think what we were asked to do was just do an objective assessment. And I think we can do that in good conscience and then move forward with what it's going to take to actually then get it done.
Thanks. Tom?
My first career was as a CFO, and I can't help but to make fact-based decisions based on that. And I've heard a lot through this process that points to taking action, as Ted said, and taking action now. My member organizations collectively serve 1 out of 10 Idahoans. That's our primary care home. Half of them are uninsured. Do the math. We're talking about the population we're talking about in this room. My members are seeing them as we sit here. They're seeing them tomorrow morning. They see them day after day. So that's the non-CFO side of me. We have an opportunity to do something for those Idahoans that will be coming into our health centers tomorrow morning. Now, we had the opportunity last year. We have the opportunity now. I don't live in your world. It's a different world than I'm used to. But looking at the economic facts, hearing Mr. Patterson's comments about the damage we could be doing as we sit here to the Idaho economy, I concur with Ted and others that it's time to act.
Dr. Epperle, did you have another comment?
Well, you know, I don't know if this is the time to say this, but I'm going to say it. If the legislature is not going to take an action on what I think this group believes is the right thing to do, Representative Moyle, then I think the legislature has to be cut out of the process. And what I mean by that is that this may need to be a public initiative taken to the voters of Idaho, put on the ballot, and decided. Now, to do that, it would take a massive educational campaign. People would have to, across this state, understand what the issues are to a greater knowledge than they have now. But then perhaps that's the best way to get it done. Now, I don't say that lightly, but if we can't get to doing what we believe is the right thing to do, and we've multiple times we've talked about this, we're talking about people's lives, we're talking about economies, we're talking about a lot of things here that are really important. And if the legislature is part of the problem, then it has to go beyond you and the legislature in Idaho. And so I think if the legislature is going to continue to be part of the problem and to be obstinate in this process, then it has to go beyond that process.
Representative Moyle.
Fun stuff. First off, I want to thank Dick and the Department of Health and Welfare. You do a good job. With what you have and the fire you're thrown into, you have great employees that do a great job. You've done a good job. Second off, Ted, you said something earlier that's really stuck in my mind. You said, we want something to the effect of, you got to do what's right for the state of Idaho. What you perceive as what's right for the state of Idaho may not be what others perceive as what's right for the state of Idaho. And if you know anything about Mike Moyle, you know that I do what I think is right for the state of Idaho. always have. Go look at my votes. You bring up the option of an initiative, and I'm okay with that. Go for it. I mean, the hospitals are sitting on a bunch of money. Let them spend it. I don't care. But I will tell you that what you also said makes sense to me. And it goes back to what Representative Lurcher said. It's the educational piece. We sit here and we've heard things that others haven't heard. And so back to what I said, the political reality is it's not going anywhere. So maybe instead of throwing stones at each other, calling each other dumb because we're not smart, and we can't get anything done, all this other hoopy-doo, maybe we ought to start educating those 105 folks, 106 if you include the governor, so they have a better understanding. Because that's the only way you're going to get it through the legislature. And I don't know how to tell you any way other than that. I think that I've learned a lot sitting here. I learned that the 70,000 is probably closer to 160,000 when you go to 138, but I've also learned that there's some needs there, and I understand that. And I've been one of those guys that couldn't pay for his insurance, and I paid doctor bills $25 a month because that's all I had. I have been there. I get all that. I get that. I understand that. I've lived it. But back to what I'm telling you, and I'll try to tell you again. If you want to accomplish this, you need to come up with ideas that you can sell, ideas that the public will buy into, and that the legislature will buy into, and that the governor will buy into. And if we can come up, and if you, I should say, can come up with those ideas and can sell them, it'll work. And if you can't, you'll be back where we are, which is option one. Nothing's going to change. And I don't have to tell you any way other than that.